ओम शांति।
सो वी वर रीडिंग योर व्यक्त मुरली ऑफ 30th November 2003। टुडे इज द फिफ्थ पार्ट ऑफ द मुरली। सो नाउ ऑल ऑफ यू इन अ सेकेंड पुट ऑन द स्विच ऑफ द अवेयरनेस। आई एम एन एलिवेटेड सोल हु इज द रेसिडेंट ऑफ द सुप्रीम अबोड। पुट ऑन द स्विच ऑफ दिस अवेयरनेस। लेट देयर बी द अवेयरनेस ऑफ नथिंग एल्स। Let there not be any upheaval in your intellect. Unshakable. Bab Dada conducted drill. Achha. So this is the fifth part of the same Murli. Baba is conducting a drill here. So now all of you in a second put on the switch of the awareness. I am an elevated soul who is a resident of the Supreme Abode. Put on the switch of this awareness. Let there be the awareness of nothing else. Let there not be any upheaval in your intellect. Unshakable. Achha. So here, Baba is giving us a self-respect. What is the self-respect? I am an elevated soul who is the resident of the Supreme Abode. So this is one self-respect. And Baba has said a very good thing. Put on the switch of the awareness. You put on the switch, you put off the switch. The moment a particular awareness comes, you get situated in that thought, in that feeling. The moment that awareness is put off, you get situated in another emotion, another feeling. So it is the question of which awareness is focused, which awareness is switched on. For example, it is just like a dark room, and you enter that dark room, you have a torch in your hand. The moment you put on the torch, and wherever torch is focused, that particular region of that room, we see. In the similar manner, our subconscious mind is like that dark room, where there are so many memories. That awareness is like that torch. If suppose you focus on one particular memory of your life, a particular event of your life which had occurred about 10 years back. Suppose it was a very, very painful event which occurred almost 10 years back. And now you sit here in Madhuban. You are very happy. You are reading Murli, you are listening to Murli, or you can say Bab Dada is in front of you and Murli is going on. Now try to, suddenly if you remember that event which occurred almost 10 years back, it was very, very painful event, and you were very much sorrowful that time. If you remember that event now, suddenly all those feelings and all those emotions will come back to you which were there 10 years back. Even though you might have worked very hard to get rid of those emotions, you might have worked very hard in creating new habits, new memories, new emotions. Still, the moment that awareness is brought into this present time, you get situated in that. So here, why Baba is giving us so many self-respects? What is the utility of practicing this self-respect? In one of the Murlis, Baba has said, to be situated in any self-respect is to become complete. If you get situated in this, in self-respect, you become complete. So, on one side we talk of yoga, meditation, but here it is pure higher consciousness. So this getting situated in higher consciousness is so important. Here Baba has given one self-respect. I am an elevated soul. and another which is attached to that is who is the resident of the Supreme Abode. So before we come to this self-respect, let us first of all churn what is self-respect. So how do you define self-respect? Self-esteem, self-respect. There is something known as low self-esteem. We talk, this person has got low self-esteem. So what is this self-esteem or self-respect? How do you define this? Yes. What is self-respect, Soman? How do you define it? Yeah? These are the titles. Self-respects are all the titles given by God. Self-respects are the decorations given by God. These are all the ornaments. These are as if a costume given by God. So self-respects are the titles. One. Then, what are self-respect? Self-respect is higher consciousness. Self-respect is nothing but higher consciousness. Self-respect is nothing but a reminder of our original and pure form. What we actually are. So, another question is why Baba has given so many self-respect, or rather we can say, what are the advantages of self-respect? What happens to our intellect, our mind, our soul, when we get set in a particular self-respect? Baba has told about so many advantages. As I said, it is higher consciousness. It is pure consciousness. The very self-respect is an answer to the question, who am I? The answer is, I am soul, but which soul? What sort of soul I am? So, what are the advantages of self-respect? What are the benefits that result when we get set in self-respect? Yes. We forget our past, okay? Yes. We become free from all the all that is false. The trade of falsehood. Yeah? Our self-confidence increases. Actually, self-respect is against diffidence. Diffidence is lack of self-confidence. It is, if suppose a person suffers from inferiority complex or self-victimization, the answer is self-respect. Because self-respect takes you from lower plane to higher plane of consciousness. So automatically you get rid of all that diffidence, all that lack of self-confidence, and a new energy comes into soul. So self-respect awakens your dormant powers. It awakens your dormant powers. It establishes you in self-respect. It establishes you in a new form of consciousness which is full of energy and self-confidence. Okay, then what are the advantages or benefits of getting situated in self-respect? It helps in the transformation. Yes. Yeah. It maintains the awakening of the soul. Okay, then helps to remain unaffected, uninfluenced by the external happenings, because the external is full of upheavals, so many ups and downs, so many fluctuations occurring outside. So we remain stable because self-respect are same all the time. The conditions change, self-respect do not change. If suppose, for example, I take the self-respect, I am an ancestor soul or I am a world mother, so I have to nurture the world. No matter, the world might be in upheaval, the world might be undergoing a lot of changes, but I cannot change because I know my occupation, my aim is to nurture the world. So I remain unaffected. So one advantage is we remain unaffected, uninfluenced by the world or external happenings. Then there are There are so many. Baba has told, they have scattered all over the Murlis, Sakar as well as Avyakt. We get respect. Actually, respect is the shadow of self-respect. We don't have to run after respect. Respect follows us. Wherever we go, respect will come to us. Otherwise, people are running after name, fame, glory, respect. So, person who is situated in self-respect, he doesn't have to run after respect. Rather, respect follows him. Wherever he goes, respect will come to him. As this is one. Second, when, as she said, when we are situated in self-respect, we also respect others. Because then we see others with that same vision. That body conscious vision goes away. So that is another. Then, okay, so it helps in yoga, it helps in meditation, because self-respect is a state of soul consciousness. That is why to get connected to Supreme Soul becomes easy. So, we can say that the moment you are situated in self-respect, from that point only your yoga starts. The meditation starts. Because you are away from the consciousness of the body. So, it helps in your connectivity to higher centers. Okay, then energy management, what in that? Emotional stability, okay. We said that we won't remain uninfluenced, we will remain stable, unshakable, immovable. Emotional stable, emotional stability, okay then. It is the glory of the soul, okay. That is something else, but what are the advantages? It finishes waste. Otherwise, the waste is ubiquitous. Everywhere you see waste. In this ocean of waste, if you want to remain away, if you want to remain insulated, you have to take the help of self-respect. It creates positive energy. Yes. It creates positive energy and it disseminates. It destroys all the negativity, all the pessimism. Because self-respect is a form of positivity. It's a form of positive energy. So whatever negativity is there in life or around, we will be able to finish all that negativity just with the practice of one self-respect. You can take just, Baba has given one self-respect, I am an elevated soul. So when I am elevated soul, we can just churn this. My thoughts should be elevated. My actions should be elevated. My feelings should be elevated. My words, my connections, relationships, everything should be not ordinary. Now I cannot behave in an ordinary manner. So, if I constantly practice this, I am an elevated soul, I am an elevated soul, I am an elevated soul, and at the same time churn, at the same time contemplate deeply, gradually, it will start coming into practice. By saying that I am an elevated soul, we become elevated soul. Actually, the very method of becoming elevated soul is to say or to accept that I am elevated soul. So first step in any self-respect is acceptance. Our internal mind, our subconscious mind should accept that yes, I am this. Why I am this? Because God is saying this. And He is truth. Whatever He says is the ultimate truth. I am the way, the truth and life. So He is the way, He is the truth, He is the life. So we have to accept and we have accepted. The degree of our acceptance, how deeper it is. So we have to accept this self-respect very deeply within us. Okay, we'll come back to the same question. What are the benefits of self-respect? We start seeing good qualities in others. Because when we are situated in self-respect, we start seeing others also with that same vision. That body-conscious vision will go away. Yesterday also in Sakar Murli, Baba was talking about dirty vision. We should not have dirty vision. Not to speak of dirty vision, here you rise up, not just positive, you start seeing others also as the elevated soul of deity clan, a great soul of deity clan. So that is one. Then fear vanishes away because it is a state of fearlessness. Soul is indestructible. Weapons cannot kill soul. Water cannot dry it. Water cannot wet it. Air cannot dry it. That's what is given in Gita. Nainam chindanti shastrani nainam dahati pavaka. It is such a pure form of our own being. We are that entity. Such fearless entity. So nothing will intimidate us of this world. Such a state of fearlessness occurs when we get situated in the seat of self-respect. Okay, then, so fear vanishes away, waste vanishes away, we get rid of the past, we get rid of negative, we get empowered, we are filled with positive energy, we can transform ourselves, we get emotional stability. Then, we can get respect and we give respect to others.
We can perform our duties
with skill, with full skill. We become more dexterous. Karmasu kaushalam. That skill comes into our all actions. All actions become perfect. Because we are doing anything which is done in the state of self-respect is very much near to perfection. We are less likely to commit mistakes when we are situated in self-respect. The moment we come into body consciousness, mistakes happen. Because with body consciousness, ego comes. With ego, Srimad gets diluted. So that is why this is another advantage, yet more. It's an antidote for adverse situations. Okay, then it is an actually we get situated in the original and the eternal form of the soul, our own being. We are very much close to our original form. We are away from that false form, that mask which we are wearing otherwise. Okay, it destroys body consciousness. It destroys body awareness. It destroys body arrogance. It destroys arrogance. Yeah. It changes the atmosphere. This is yet another most important benefit of Soman, of self-respect. Because the moment you get situated in higher consciousness, our vibration starts spreading. We emit powerful positive vibrations. So the entire atmosphere changes. If suppose you go to the place where there is absolute negative atmosphere, vicious atmosphere, and you practice your self-respect every day in that atmosphere. Baba has said in one of his Avyakta Murlis, when you are situated in one self-respect, I am master, son of knowledge, you can change the atmosphere. When you are situated in the self-respect, I am master, son of knowledge, you can change the atmosphere. You can change the entire situation. So that much power, that much energy is in self-respect. Only thing is, the question of is our belief. How much we are accepted. How much faith we have in self-respect. If suppose, it is not just like parrot-like repetitions. No. We have accepted it within. It is not even the question of just repeating outside. It is the question of inner awareness. And whatever is our awareness, the same thing start happening. With whatever awareness we do, particular thing, things start happening. There's a very good story about a small boy. He used to go to his school garden ground every day. And other students used to play football. But he would not play. He would just sit at one place in the reserves. And he would watch them play. On the other side, his father used to sit. His father would come every day at a distance, and he would see his son, but son would not play. So the coach used to see his father sitting on one side and this boy sitting on another side, but boy would not come and play while the other boys would practice. So it so happened that for 4 days that boy was not seen. And suddenly after 4 days that boy arrived, and he went to the coach and said, "I want to participate." The coach said, "Today is the final. I cannot let you participate. Where were you all the time?" He said, "No, I want to participate." He started pleading, and seeing his pitiable state, the coach said, "Okay, I will take you for the finals, but see that the stake of the school, the prestige of the school is at stake. If you win, if you fail, it would be a great blemish for the school." He said, "No, just allow me to play, just allow me to play." But for 4 days he was not practicing. Even before he was not practicing, but he said, "Okay, against the judgment of my life, I allow you to play." And he allowed that child to play. So it was the final day, it was the final match, and that boy was horrible. He played as if a house on fire, and that school had spectacular win. He played like anything, as if so energized, so full of power, so full of energy, and nobody had ever seen any boy playing like that boy before. So after the match, that coach called that boy and asked him, "How you could play like this?" He said, "Because my father is watching me." He said, "Where is your father? I don't see him from 4 days. Your father is not there. Where is your father? I am not seeing your father, and even in the final match your father was not there." He said a very beautiful answer. He said, "My father died 4 days back. But when he was alive, he was blind. He used to sit there every day and watch me. But he was blind. So I was less inclined to play. But now he is watching me from above. Now he is watching me from above. And that is why I had to do my best. I had to give my best." So see the shift of awareness. This awareness that my father is watching me from above made him to give such an exemplary performance. Switch of awareness. So I have a short video of the same drill which Baba conducted. So let's sit back in meditation for, it's just 3 minutes, and we will play this drill.
Therefore now, in a second, sit yourself. I am an elevated soul, the resident of Paramdham. Now switch on the switch of this consciousness, and don't allow any other consciousness to come. Let there be no other thought in your intellect. Be very stable.